This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It was a busy Wednesday for President-elect Trump, naming his choices for multiple high-ranking posts in his administration.
For Secretary of State, Trump tapping his one-time presidential primary opponent, Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Trump's pick for Attorney General, Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Former Democratic Congresswoman turned Trump supporter Tulsi Gabbard has been chosen for Director of National Intelligence.
ABC's Dave Packer. A 7-week strike by union machinists now over. Boeing announced it's moving forward with layoffs, expected to slash 10% of its global workforce by mid-January, about 17,000 jobs. Greg Popovich, 75-year-old head coach of the NBA's San Antonio Spurs, hasn't been with the team early this season. The team announcing he suffered a mild stroke earlier this month. He is already in rehab and expected to make a full recovery. Popovich, coach of the Spurs for 29 years, is the NBA's all-time wins leader. In Brookhaven, New York, a volunteer firefighter is in a whole heap of trouble after a string of brush fires.
Long Island, New York is bone dry. No significant rain for over a month. Now a 20-year-old firefighter there is facing arson charges. Jonathan Quiles of Medford, New York, arrested after phoned in tips about a brush fire. Brookhaven Town Supervisor Dan Panico says Quiles' alleged actions
imperiled his brother and sister firefighters
and could have caused significant damage
and also potential loss of life.
Quiles charged with arson and reckless endangerment. His arrest comes amid ongoing investigations into several brush fires in Brookhaven. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Let the office debate begin. People magazine has named actor and filmmaker John Krasinski its sexiest man alive for 2024. In an interview with the magazine, Krasinski cracked his hoping wife, actress Emily Blunt, makes good on a promise to plaster the cover as wallpaper for their home. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. What made the difference? Doc Rivers.
One of the things we've been harping on is getting to the paint, create more threes. Well, shot 56 of them today, and 50 of them were great shots. We just didn't shoot them well. But man, if we play like that every night and get those shots, we're going to be fine.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Bears Sunday. Linebacker J.J. Enagbare on what it was like last week, learning the team had traded Preston Smith to the Steelers.
He's been here all my 3 years here, and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
College football. The Badgers with three games remaining, starting with Oregon Saturday night.
The number one team in the country coming in, you know, with an incredible opportunity in front of us. You know, it's going to be a challenge. I think that's the thing that we got to make sure we stay focused on.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. Brzezinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for the overnight, cloudy skies and light winds. Temperatures dropping to near 40 degrees at sunrise. On Thursday, just a couple of showers very early. Otherwise, most of the day, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream, who will help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Susan Kaya Schlusser from the Wisconsin Historical Society joins me, followed by filmmaker Nathan Deming.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often. Get others involved. A message from the U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So Donald Trump is creating this warrior board so that he can purge military generals. This authoritarianism alert again. We had a caller in the previous hour, and I brought this up. You know, he said, you know, the purpose of a military is to defend the country. Yeah, in a real democracy, that's the case. In an authoritarian fascist state, you know, like Russia or Hungary or Turkey, the purpose of the military is first and foremost to defend dear leader. And in 60-some-odd days, we will have dear leader running our country. And he's getting rid of anybody in the military, or he wants to get rid of. He's trying to create a system to get rid of anybody in the military who he thinks might not be as loyal as they should be. Now, military people are particularly officers. By the way, Pete Hegseth was a major, for what it's worth. Military people traditionally don't involve themselves in politics. They don't wear political labels. They don't identify their politics, at least until they're out of office. And, but I guarantee you, you're going to see this guy doing the same thing that I believe it was Dan Scavino was doing in the first Trump administration, where he was running around looking at the social media posts of the spouses and the children of people who were in the administration or they were thinking of having in the administration. So the general may not post something, but his daughter or grandchild might. And that might give them a clue as to who they want to get rid of. Or, you know, there may be other ways for them to kind of tease out, you know, the general simply isn't sucking up enough to dear leader. So this is troubling. They're thinking of calling it the Warrior Board. You'll recall back when in Trump's first administration, there were these three very, very wealthy guys down who hung out down at Mar-a-Lago, who basically were determining policy for the Department of Defense. This is kind of rebooting that. It's also a reflection of Project 2025. This is how they define their goals for the military. Quote, our goal is to assemble an army of aligned, vetted, trained, and prepared conservatives to go to work on day one to deconstruct the administrative state. Yeah. And Trump purged, and during the 2024 campaign, Trump pledged to purge the military of woke generals, generals who believe in diversity in the military, generals who have allowed trans people to continue to serve. That's it. No more. This is very troubling. He's also, you know, there's also every indication that Trump is going to be going after all of our climate change issues, that he has vowed to essentially ditch the climate regulations. Pretty soon we'll have more forever chemicals that cause cancer in our water. We'll have more deadly pesticides on our food. Trump did this last time. He authorized several very cheap, very deadly pesticides that persist. They get in the food, they stay in the food, and they cause cancer, particularly among children. There was one in particular that was very famous. It's been banned in Europe for decades. Trump legalized that. Joe Biden reversed that. And Trump will reverse Joe Biden's reverse. So, our environment is going to get dirtier. But on top of that, 2024, this year, I mean, obviously we don't have the numbers yet because the year is not over, but Copernicus, the satellite system that monitors the Earth, so far it looks like 2024 is going to be not only the warmest year, but you recall the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC warned repeatedly over the last three decades that if we hit 1.5 degrees Celsius, the weather's going to go nuts and it's going to start killing people. And that's what we're seeing right now. And it looks like 2024 not only is going to be the warmest year in history, but it's going to be the first year that the planet was consistently above 1.5 degrees Celsius, above the pre-industrial level. And what was the result of that? The result of that was, a hurricane that normally would just hit the Gulf Coast and maybe go, 50 miles inland or 100 miles inland and then peter out and turn into just a rainstorm that goes up the interior of the East Coast, was still a hurricane or damn close to it when it hit Asheville, North Carolina, and took out a town that a lot of people had moved to get away from coastal hurricanes. And Trump's response to that is he continues to argue and continues to put people in his administration who say that climate change is a hoax. There's no there. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to do, it's a hoax. So he's planning his retribution. He's going to take apart our military. He's going to poison our air and water more aggressively for the profit, of course, of the people who put him in office. Keep in mind, the billionaires who helped fund Donald Trump, the billionaires who fund the right-wing media ecosystem, the billionaires who fund the right-wing campaigns, many of them make their money by poisoning our planet. I mean, obviously the most notorious, the big oil billionaires. And, this is going to be a rough 4 years for America and the world, frankly, as a result of this. Jack Smith, meanwhile, is planning to close up shop before Trump's inauguration. This is distressing news, but Trump has said he would fire Jack Smith on day one, and Jack Smith is not going to give him that satisfaction. He's going to quit. And the big question is whether he says he's putting together a final report. That final report will go to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland will have a choice. He can either declassify and, if it's even classified in the first place. I mean, if Jack Smith is smart, and I think he is, he will probably do what Robert Mueller did. Robert Mueller wrote a report that everything in it could have been seen by the American public. Bill Barr censored large parts of it that reflected poorly on Donald Trump. And Merrick Garland, damn it, has continued to withhold from us the actual Mueller report, which is insane. But anyhow, Bill Barr censored it. So if Jack Smith gives a report that is available to that was written for the public, like Robert Mueller's report, about the crimes that Donald Trump committed, and let's be very clear, Donald Trump is a criminal, and he was a criminal last time he's in office. He's going to be a criminal this time in office. If Jack Smith publishes or gives that report to Merrick Garland can either leave it on his desk for the next incoming attorney general, or who we don't know yet, or heavily redact it and publish it or simply publish it the way Jack Smith intended, assuming that Jack Smith does it this way, which I think the odds are very, very high. And we don't know which way Merrick Garland is going to go, but this is one of those moments. I mean, we've had a few of those moments. The first 2 years of the Biden administration, Merrick Garland chose not to prosecute Donald Trump. That told us a lot. You know, that either the guy was a complete wimp, or he didn't understand the threat to democracy that Trump represented, or he was not willing to stand up to the Trump loyalists who were still, you know, who were left over in the Department of Justice. Something. It told us a lot. The fact that he has not declassified, or has not unredacted, rather, the Mueller report tells us a lot. I think what he's going to do with Jack Smith's report here at the end of the day is going to tell us everything we need to know. John Ratcliffe is going to be the CIA director, by the way. These are the nominations. John Ratcliffe is Ratcliffe was a national intelligence guy. He was the former director of national intelligence before. He's all in with Trump. Huckabee, as I mentioned, ambassador to Israel. White House counsel is going to be William McGinley. Nobody ever heard of him. He was the campaign lawyer for the Trump campaign. So he's, you know, he's, oh, yeah, they stole it from us, you know. And Trump wants to bring back Robert Lighthizer as his trade czar. And is he really going to nominate Bob Kennedy for a Senate-confirmed position? I doubt it. Bob is running around going, yeah, I'm gonna fire all these people at the FDA, and we're gonna shake it up, and no more vaccines for your kids, and or at least mandatory stuff like that. I suspect Trump is gonna do the same thing with Bob Kennedy that he's gonna do with Elon Musk, which is that within 6 months they're both gonna be out, marginalized, irrelevant, and that'll be the end of that. But we'll see. Autocrats generally, particularly those autocrats who have narcissistic personality disorder, malignant narcissism, and are sociopaths or psychopaths, as is, in my opinion, Trump, typically do not tolerate high-profile people around them. They want to be the star of the show, and that's certainly been the history of Donald Trump. The only people that he will tolerate around him are people who, you know, when he says, kiss my ass, they fall to their knees. Elizabeth Warren says Trump is already breaking the law by not abiding by the provisions of the Presidential Transition Act. And Mike Johnson congratulated himself on the magical disappearance of non-citizen voting. Suddenly, we don't have a crisis. Before the election, we had Mexicans coming in to vote. Millions and millions of them. Oh, my God, they're going to steal the election for the Democrats. Well, once Trump won, Mike Johnson comes out and says, well, congratulations. I guess there's no Mexicans voting. We told you so. He knew that there were no Mexicans voting, no Mexican citizens. We have literally never had a non-citizen voting problem in this country. I mean, what non-citizen wants to take the risk? What non-citizen wants to end up in jail? What non-citizen wants to see their life upended? None. The only non-citizens they've been able to find who have voted are people who accidentally got on the rolls because of the motor voter thing. Got a ballot in the mail and thought, gee, I guess I'm supposed to vote. And then, it was discovered that I'm talking literally about two or three people in some states. There were three of them here in Oregon. Incredible stuff. So what's on your mind? What say you? Are you inviting your Trump relatives to Thanksgiving? I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler awards. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Oh, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers, and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just go to cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com For 20% off, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com.
Let's rewrite the founding page. A Concon call, their grand design. But now they've left that dream behind. They've gone silent, nothing to say. No more talk of changing ways. But pay 24 attention.
24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? It's been a while.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention something that I've always felt, that there's a basic flaw in the Republican Party, and that is they favor the few rich over the many.
Yeah, it's always...
And they never deviate from that.
That's
never.
Been the case since the 1870s.
That's exactly, yes, starting with 1873, the Credit Mobile Depression.
Yep.
And the 1876 every major economic calamity... Every major economic calamity, the Republicans have been in charge.
Yep.
And Trump is an economic calamity waiting to happen.
I agree. And
really...
Keep going.
Okay. And one more thing. I just want to touch on another matter. We have these two idiot congressmen in New York, Lawler and LaLota. Mm-hmm. And both of them have sworn up and down on a stack of Bibles that they will not vote for any kind of national abortion ban. Knowing the Republicans, they will introduce it, and those two morons will vote for it.
They won't need
and
it,
then
Silvio.
I'd like to see them get out of that line.
The national abortion ban is already a law on the books. The Comstock Act. And the Comstock Act, you know, Anthony Comstock was this moral crusader back in the 1800s and the early 20th century. And in 1873, I think it was, or 18, sometime around then, he got this law passed through Congress that outlaws mailing anything having to do with birth control, abortion, or pornography. And last year, or the year and a half ago, J.D. Vance, before he was nominated for VP, J.D. Vance wrote a letter to Merrick Garland demanding that he start enforcing the Comstock Act. It is still on the books. It has not been removed from our law. It's just that we've been ignoring it all these years. Now, the decision to enforce it is up to the president and the attorney general. We don't know yet who's going to be the attorney general, and that's going to tell us an awful lot. But all the Republicans have to do is start enforcing or selectively enforcing the Comstock Act. And that's it. And that's why women are not just hoarding abortion pills, mifepristone right now. They're hoarding their damn birth control pills. Silvio, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It was a busy Wednesday for President-elect Trump, naming his choices for multiple high-ranking posts in his administration.
For Secretary of State, Trump tapping his one-time presidential primary opponent, Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Trump's pick for Attorney General, Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Former Democratic Congresswoman turned Trump supporter Tulsi Gabbard has been chosen for Director of National Intelligence.
ABC's Dave Packer. A 7-week strike by union machinists now over. Boeing announced it's moving forward with layoffs, expected to slash 10% of its global workforce by mid-January, about 17,000 jobs. Greg Popovich, 75-year-old head coach of the NBA's San Antonio Spurs, hasn't been with the team early this season. The team announcing he suffered a mild stroke earlier this month. He is already in rehab and expected to make a full recovery. Popovich, coach of the Spurs for 29 years, is the NBA's all-time wins leader.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for the overnight. Cloudy skies and light winds. Temperatures dropping to near 40 degrees at sunrise. On Thursday, just a couple of showers very early. Otherwise, most of the day, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look at the Trump appointments coming fast and furious out of Washington, D.C., and what's happening closer to home here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Eat some wheat flour, some wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and chewy. Absolutely love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. In the darkest nights from the hills of Appalachia. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in McMinnville, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much. Just a couple of quick points about what you said earlier. The problem with the royalists, as you call them, is that much of the Democratic Party are wealthy elite. For every AOC, there's 100 Jay Rockefellers.
Well, no, I'd say it's probably the ratios are the exact reverse of that, and Jay Rockefeller is dead. But there are a number of Democrats who routinely take big money, and they call themselves the Problem Solver Caucus, there's probably about 100 of them out there.
Okay, well, and my second point is, it appears that the Democratic Party only cares about some of the country. And the Electoral College is part of that. But when the last time a presidential Democratic candidate campaigned in Tennessee or Alabama?
Well, there's no reason.
Lee is,
Bill Lee. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Kentucky. I always mix up your two states. Kentucky has got Andy Beshear, right?
Right. And yeah. See, that's kind of it. We're ignored. We're out here in Redland, and it doesn't feel like the Democratic Party gives a crap about us at all.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. Have you ever gone to your local Democratic Party meetings and just shown up and said, I'd like to help and let's make this thing work?
Oh, yeah. My father was an elected official. My grandfather was a state legislator. I live and breathe politics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all we can do, Bill. That's the best we can do is to individually show up. And I'm telling you right now, the Democratic Party really needs us. They need us to become precinct committee persons. They need us to show up. They need us to participate. You know, if we're going to make this, I mean, basically we've got a two-party system here. You know, the Greens, the Libertarians, all these other fringe parties. They're kind of a distraction. We've got a two-party system because of the way the Constitution's written, and that's not going to change until we have national instant runoff voting, and that ain't going to happen anytime soon. And I'd love to get rid of the Electoral College, too. So the number one thing that each one of us can do, the absolute number one thing that each one of us can do is show up at our local Democratic Party at the next meeting, contact your county or state Democratic Party and say, when's the next meeting, the closest meeting to me, and show up and become part of the solution rather than just complaining about it. But I get it, Bill. I get it. Bill, thank you for the call. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I guess it's a parody on Good News, Bad News.
Okay.
That the Trump administration, 4 years maybe, Good News, Bad News, or the Trump-Vance combined 12 years, maybe Good News, Bad News. So what I recommend that my congressperson Jayapal do, and all of the progressives while they're out in Siberia, that they use this 4 or 12-year period to focus. focus on what are the worst-case scenarios that Vance, Trump do not do so that we can protect our democracy.
Yeah.
So once the Democrats get the trifecta again, they can protect our country from all of the first 4 years of Trump's excesses, and I'm sure that these next 4 or 12 years will have even more excesses. So yeah. I think that's good news for our democracy.
I agree, Roger, in some ways. Whether Trump will strike the fatal blow against democracy or not is still an unknown. I still think it's possible. I don't think it's probable. I think that, you know, he's...
Not democracy. How about the world? He supports Putin, and Putin's going to say, oh, okay, I can use nukes in the Ukraine war.
Yeah,
well,
I get it.
Does that radioactive cloud stay in Ukraine or Russia? No, it's going to be right on Trump's new government housing that...
Well, that's why I don't think that they will use nukes, but, you know, overwhelming force, yeah. And they're apparently they're massing something like 50,000 troops along with, you know, thousands and thousands of North Korean troops. This war has been internationalized by Putin. It is now a world war, or it's a two-continent war. And, I'm very, very concerned about what Trump's going to do with this. On the other hand, it looks like, you know, Putin is saying to Trump, okay, you're my boy. You're going to have to jump when I say jump. You're going to have to say how high when I say jump. Is Trump going to go along with that? Is Trump even worried that the PP tape or whatever blackmail Putin's got for him is going to come out? I'm increasingly doubting that because the Trump family is getting billions of dollars from the Middle East. They've got this $5 billion Trump construction project going on in Doha right now. I don't think he needs Russia any longer, and frankly, I'd be surprised if he's still afraid of Russia. The problem is that he loves autocracy. He loves Putin because Putin is a strong, Christian, manly man, right? And Trump aspires to that. But, whether this is, well, we're just going to have to wait and see how it shakes out. I realize I'm saying that way too often, but we're still 60 some odd days out. I get what you're saying, Roger. Roger, thank you for the call. Chris in Northampton, Mass. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I have a couple of quick points that relate to what you've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that the fact that people can be controlled and we don't do anything to protect ourselves against it. You know, we have traffic lights and fire departments and we heat our homes, but we don't protect ourselves against...
Are you talking about right-wing media?
Well, yeah, for example, I'm not really believing very much these days in free speech because of Fox News, like disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
To me, disinformation is societal arson. And free speech without accountability doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. No, I get
so
that.
We have to find ways to protect ourselves against disinformation. Personally, I would say, Fox wasn't touched by that fine that they got.
No, I agree.
They need jail time.
Yeah,
they need real punishment,
I don't think you punish people for lying to people. I think what you do is you expose them. Number one. And number two, a lot of people are waking up. Blue Sky, the social media app that Jack Dorsey started as an alternative to Twitter, has gotten something like 1 million new subscribers in the week since the election. I mean, some mind-boggling number of people have signed up over there. I'm actively posting and participating over on Blue Sky. In fact, I've kept a Twitter tab, now an X tab, open on the pinned tabs on my web browser, on my computer here at the studio for years. And I closed it today. I just deleted
it. Wow.
And I replaced it with a Blue Sky tab because Blue Sky, you post something, somebody like me posts something on Twitter, and all I get is trolls. I get people calling me names and threatening me and, telling me to go away. And so, okay, fine, I'm out. I'm watching this exodus from Twitter. Now, eventually, either Musk is going to cut his losses and sell it, or he's just going to, continue to use it as his little, space Nazi playground. But, I'm out. And I think all of us, The Guardian just stopped posting on Twitter, on X, and said, we just can't provide any content to this guy any longer, because basically whenever you post something there, you're giving money to Elon Musk. Not directly, right. But you know, you're giving him more reason for people to continue going there and look for your stuff. So I get right. Chris, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay.
Good all talking right, thanks, to you. Tom. Katie in Hamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
I have to tell you, Tom, I'm crappy, but I'll get worse.
There you go.
And actually, I have to tell you something really quickly. I hope I have a little extra 10 seconds.
Sure.
But you know that, the bunnies that you put on to make everybody relax?
Yes.
My husband and I are gardeners. And I went, oh, my God, these are the ones that eat all everything we plant. So I'm just saying at least it wasn't a jaguar taking down a gazelle or something. But
you know, we have the same bunny.
People are picking on you. I'm going to throw that in there,
that's
right?
Okay. We have the same bunny problem, and Louise figured out. It's taken her a couple of years, but actually she really figured it out when we lived back in Vermont, and we had this big patch of echinacea, and we had this giant groundhog that built a burrow right next to it and just, you know, wiped it out. And here now it's bunnies. But she's figured out which plants they don't like to eat, and that's all she plants, and that works.
Okay, why don't you put that up to calm all of us gardeners? Anyway.
There's a bunch of plants bunnies don't like to eat.
Listen, we like to eat the plants that we plant. Anyway, moving on past rabbits.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a sister whose dear friend is just so devastated, and she wants something to read. And she occasionally listens to your show. What two or three books, she's quite a reader, of yours, I've read a lot of them, but what would be applicable to what happened? That would be media consolidation and ignoring the working class from the 1980s with Rush Limbaugh sucking them off and all of that. So what, give me two or three of your books.
Well, there's two that I think are probably stand out the most in that regard, maybe three. The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, The Hidden History of the Middle Class, or of the American Dream, excuse me, and The Hidden History of Oligarchy, American Oligarchy.
Okay. See, I can't even remember which ones I've read or not, because I've read... smatterings of them.
The newest one is the American Dream book, and that's a really good book. I think it's the best one.
So you think that is the American Dream would be a good place for her to start?
Yeah, and it just came out.
Okay. And you broadcast out of Denver, certainly, because she had to move to Denver for family reasons.
We don't have a radio station in Denver. We're on Sirius XM. We're on Free Speech TV, which is on Dish and Direct. It all
depends.
Well,
that's, of course, what I watch on. Yeah. She can just bring it up on Free Speech TV.
Sure.
But listen, I've got this question that's really simple, and you maybe have answered it. But when the you-know-what hits the fan for these mega voters, and they lose Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California, their minimum wage is, dipped down even further, and then we have a recession. How is that going to be spun for them so that they blame it on the Democrats? Now, I've seen this happen before.
Sure.
In the, after the, 2 years that Obama had, and suddenly, everything was the Democrats' fault anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what do you think they're going to have a little bit more difficult time? Because these are angry people.
Yeah,
so what's going to happen?
They're quite competent at spinning anything. So,
exactly,
I mean, there's this massive right-wing disinformation machine that's got billions of dollars behind it.
No.
And
media consolidation is going to go on my headstone, so there you go.
There you go.
But listen, so what do you think, how do you think they're going to act? And is another evil person going to take that group of angry people over, and there's going to be, a clash of the I don't know.
When Trump leaves the stage... It's going to be a very, very, very interesting time, because he has that media presence, the charisma that Ronald Reagan had, and that Barack Obama had, and that Bill Clinton had, the ability to really capture an audience. And I don't see any other Republicans who have that right now, which is kind of reassuring. Anyhow, Katie, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls.
met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing. Those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think it is, to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In 1943, they studied a man, a weakling who rose, a dangerous plan. Hitler's lies spread like fire through fear. Repeat them enough and the truth disappears. It happened once, don't turn a blind eye. History repeats, don't let it slide by. It can't happen here, but warning's loud and clear.
54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Andrew in Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? I just have a quick question for you. I think it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And at the risk of trying to sound like the Republicans did in 2020, the election to me doesn't add up. The all of a sudden burst on the scene, friendship between Elon Musk and Trump, his comments about not needing your votes, you know, is the one thing Trump does well is project. He projected election fraud in 2020. That's exactly what he tried to do. He also projected election fraud in 2024, and now that the results went the way they wanted him to, nothing happened. The idea that we could have four more years of getting to know who Trump is, he's now a felon, he's an adjudicated sexual assaulter, for him to go and win every single razor-thin swing state, it just seems a little too coincidental for me, and I wanted to get your take on it and if there's anything that can be done about it.
I think what you're seeing is the success of a 40-year effort by right-wing billionaires to build a media and think tank infrastructure to support oligarchy, ultimately fascism in the United States. I don't, you know, we use different kinds of voting systems and different kinds of voting machines in different states to steal an election nationwide or even in five or six states rather than just one. Would be a real challenge. I mean, we can look back at 2000 and see that, you know, Jeb Bush knocked 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls just before the election, and his brother won by 500 votes. You know, it's fairly obvious what happened there. It's fairly obvious what happened in Georgia. You had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger removed from the voting rolls just in time for the election. And I'm sure that a lot of that happened, but I don't think that it's the voting machines or Elon Musk or Starlink was manipulating the data or anything like that. I think that what you saw was, generally speaking, a reflection of the American electorate. People are feeling badly burned by inflation. The Biden administration did a great job of governing the United States. They got inflation down to 2.7%. They got unemployment down to where it hasn't been since the 60s. Wages are up. But they never told anybody this. They didn't, you know, Joe Biden did not go out every day like Donald Trump did for his 4 years and say, look at what I'm doing. And he damn well should have. And, you know, so now the as a result of that, Republicans got to basically reinvent history. I mean, 74% of Republicans think we're in a recession right now. And we're in the exact opposite of a recession. So it's just.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And
I think what we're going to see now is we're going to see Trump taking credit. For magically, probably at the end of January, for another great economy.
Just like he did when, you know, Obama handed him a great economy, and he went out every day saying, look at what I just did. The stock market just hit a new high. Well, the stock market hits a new high every day if you're not in a recession. But Trump was like, oh, no, this is totally unique. It's never happened before. Yeah, and which he's going to do again. He's going to do again, and we're all going to watch it. Andrew, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of the news of the day and your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me. Will Eric Hovde ever concede? And we'll do a rundown of Trump's current cabinet picks. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Rivers inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.